Okay, gentlemen, so if you remember, we're in the middle of a discussion about lifting truma seeds out of a bundle, right? And the point that Gemara just made was that if that's the case, then you know which ones will become truma, because they're the ones you're lifting out one by one from the bundle, which is in fact teva. Right, so says the Gemara, and that contradicts the statement that you can that there is no way of knowing which ones will be truma, which ones won't, prior to these all choosing. Says the Gemara, Lekash, it's not a problem. Ha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yoda, there's a disagreement between Rabbi and Rabbi Yoda. Meaning, if there's such a thing as truma, where we know where the Kohen essentially has a prior claim, because you know in advance which ones are going to be the truma. The Sanya, so we have in the Mishnah, Hichnis Shibolim La'aseis Min Isor, or if you brought Shibolim, sheaves of wheat, meaning they're not ready to be used yet, into the house, to make an Is out of them, then you can eat from them arai, right? So there's no Isser of Tevel Midoraisi yet, because they're not ready to use. However, right, Midir Abanan, there is an Isser of eating them at what's called a Chilas Keva, a full-blown meal. What you can do is you can eat from them a little bit at a time, and that's Mutter. Well, Pater and your Pater, you don't have to do anything. Lamolam B'Melilos, if you're bringing them in to take out the grains one by one, Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi Yuthi, Rabbi Yudah Poter. Then Rebbe says they're chayav in Trumos and Maestros, Midol Rice, and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda part of them. What's the background, right? Trumos and Maestros have essentially three stages when it comes to Chiyah. First, when they get to Havashash, any before plants are a third grown, there is no possibility of a Chiyah of Trumos and Maestros. Once they are a third ready, then they can be chayav in Trumos and Maestros if they're harvested at that stage. Next is what's called after harvest, the Gmar Melacha, right? Right? When they are ready to be used. And then the final stage is when they're actually brought into the house. That's when they become chayiv in Trumas and Maestros Midoraisa. The case here is you brought sheaves into the house, right? So in such a case, you're potter, right? You don't have to give Trumas and Maestros because they haven't gone through Gemara Melacha and they're not ready for use yet. How? What about if you bring them in with intent right from the beginning to just pick the grains off? In such a case, then they are already ready for use, but the use is unusual. That is a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe says they are chayev in Trumos Maestros Midoraisa, and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says they are potter Midoraisa. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda nami mashtachasak ganjehichnes shebam lasis min isa ben nimlach aleim lemalam biyom tov de tavla biyomi. So Rabbi Yehuda, can also have a case where you know in advance which ones are going to be the truma. What would be the case? Be the case where you brought shibolim, right, sheaves in, to make an isa, to make a dough out of them. The original, and then you change your mind and you actually start pulling off the grains on Yom Tov. Why is that significant? To tavla b'yomi, because what another thing which makes Trumas and Maestros into Tevel is just Yom Tov Shabbos. The fact of Yom Tov Shabbos coming in makes them into Tevel so that you can't eat them at all. So it says, Gemara Gemara then says, Elamai Truma, Rive Truma Garcinan. And it says, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that all truma, there isn't going to be a case where the second they are taken out, right? The Kohen, they belong to the Kohen. We know in advance that that one's going to be the Kohen. The second it comes out. No, right? Most truma, right, does not function in fashion. Most truma functions that you first get the entire body of produce ready, and then you pick out the truma that you want, and that goes to the Kohen. But there are certain cases of truma where, long before it is ready to be given to the Kohen, because it's not actually finished yet, it's not ready for consumption, you will know which ones are going to be given to the Kohen. So Amar Abaye then said, Machlekes b'shibolim, this whole disagreement applies to Shibon, so sheaves of wheat. Why? Because most of the time you don't pick individual grains of wheat off the sheaf. That's a very inefficient process in terms of getting the grains so you can then grind them up for flour. However, aval bekitniyos, when we're talking about kitniyos, when we're talking about legumes of some sort, beans, things like that, right? Then divrei akol asur yasa tivla. Then already there, everybody's going to agree with Rebbe that there is a chiyuv trumas ha'maaseros even when they are bundled together, right, as stalks. Why? Because that's actually normal. That's the way they're often stored, apparently. You say that he's supported by a statement that somebody who has bundles of tiltan, which is a type of legume, right? You usually use them to spice up food, right? So what you do is you get those bundles and you work out exactly how much should be truma. You take that amount out. You only have to take out enough you only have to take out 1/50th of the seeds, or 1/40th of the seeds, or 1/60th of the seeds, depending on how much you want to give. You don't have to worry about the stalks. That you don't need to worry about because they're not food. My love, Rabbi Yosi Barabbi Yehuda, he the Amar Hasam Leitivla, Hacha Tivla. So isn't this even according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the case of wheat that bundling together and bringing them into the house didn't make them tevel? He'll agree that here it would make them tevel. Lo, says the Gemara, Rabbi, it's really the opinion of Rabbi. Says the Gemara, E Rabbi. My ear tilton, I feel shabal nami. If it's Rabbi, then why are you talking about tilton? Why are you talking about this spice, this legume that's used as a spice? It should have just said, I feel shabal nami. It should have just talked about wheat. No, the origin of this question is seemingly that tiltan is only chayav in trumas ha'maaseros midrabanan, whereas wheat has a chiyuv trumas ha'maaseros according to all of Rishonim midna Torah. Therefore, it would have made more sense to talk about shibalim and not worry so much about tiltan. Elamai, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Lishma Inan, Shar Minei Kidneyes, Echol Shekim Tiltan. Why do we bring tiltan to teach us the opinion of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that he would agree with Rabbi when it comes to legumes, that bundling them together constitutes maralacha, and therefore when you bring them into the house, they're chayev, because everybody processes them that way. And that's even true of tiltan, where you don't really eat very much of it, you just put a little bit in the food spices, you might have really thought it'd be potter from Trumas Maestros. Hal the chomer, other legumes, where you can make a dish out of beans. Ella, tiltan is the rikhli, sachadayk, gomino, ho'il, vetam, eitzo, purishava. Lifresh nami aitzeka mashmalan. So it says no, right? And anyway, it needed to teach us tiltan. Why? Because the wood of tiltan apparently also has the stem, also has flavor. So you might have thought that you would treat the stem as edible and you would need to take trumas maestros against the stem and not just against the seeds. We learned that no, you only have to worry about the seeds, the stems are not usually eaten. Iga de Amri. There are those who had a different tradition about what Abaya said. Amra Abaya, Abaya said, Machokes b'shibolim aval b'kitnyos divrei akol asur yasa lo tivla. There are some who said that Abaya said the opposite, right? The disagreement in Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda about whether bundling and then bringing in the house introduce a chiyuv tevel, that's only true about sheaves of wheat. However, when it comes to legumes, then everybody agrees, even Rebbe would agree that there's no chiyuv tevel from bundling them together. Maybe we have a response from Brisa. My love tevel. So the Gemara says, exactly the same Brisa as we just brought. If somebody who had bundles of tiltan, right, which were tevel, and then he brought and he cuts them and he bundles them together, and then he brings them in, and he should be mafresh trumas maestros against the seeds. It's like Mara, but wait, that sounds like bundling when it comes to legumes counts. Right, it counts to introduce the obligation of tevel. My love, tevel, tavel, truma. Are we talking about a case of tevel? Tevel has an obligation of truma to be taken from it. That's what I've been assuming up until this point. Like, no, tevel, tavel, letrumas maestros. We're really talking about truma, tevel. Right, produce where you have to take not truma, you don't have to take the truma, the original gift that Israel gives to the Kohen, you have to take truma's meiser, which is the additional 10% of the meiser rishon. The meiser rishon goes to the Levi, and the Levi takes 10% of the meiser rishon and gives it to a Kohen. Right? But at that time said, "Nuchad Rabbi Avohu Amar Reish Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachish." And this is like a sin statement that Rabbi Avohu made in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachish. The Amar Rabbi Avohu Amar Reish Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachish, because Rabbi Avohu said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Lachish, "Meiser Reish Shai Sheikti Bavish Shalom Shmai Toiv Loi Lechumas Meiser." Right? If you were to, normally you're not meant to be mafresh, you're not meant to take out Meiser Rishon, the first tea that you give to the Levi, before the food is ready to be used. If you did, right, and there's no chiyuv d'oraisa before that point either, if you did anyway, zaster, and you give it to the Levi, then the Levi needs to take Trumas Meiser min hadnidoraisa from the stuff that originally wasn't chayav in Meiser Rishon midoraisa. Koiseish lamali. And why do you need to cut it? Lemele, this is what it says. Gihechi de Yahavuli. Bryce was really talking about Trumas Meiser and not Truma. It's talking about Trumas Meiser in the case where Meiser Rishon had already been taken, and therefore there was a Chiyuv Trumas Meiser in the Torah, but otherwise there would be no Chiyuv Trumas or Meiseris at all in such a case, in the case of things that were just bundled together. This is Kosher Shalom. Why do you need to cut it? Lemele, it should have said, Gihechi de Yahavuli, Hachi Yahavin Alach. Why does he need to cut? In such a case, why does he need to do any cutting with the sheaves? Why can't he just pass on the sheaves to the Kohen, just like they were given to him, the Levi? Remember, the assumption is both Kohen and Levi are not involved in agricultural pursuits, right? So Levi's not usually involved in agricultural pursuits. Why do you need to do anything to the grains? He should be able to just give pass on to the Kohen, just like he received it, okay? It's an inferior product for the Kohen. But it's also an inferior product for Levi that he received. This is the Gemara, Amarava, Rava, this is Kunasa. It's a knas. We don't want people to do this. Therefore, we make every ongoing stage in the process difficult. Tani Namiyachi, we have a brisa with similar to this. Ben Levi Shen and San Nosn Levi Shibolim and Maestresa Veisera San Goran Anavim Veisera San Yain Zaysim Veisera San Shemen Marshalam from Maestresa Veisera San Koin. We have a brisa which says something similar. If a member of the tribe of Levi received sheaves and not ready wheat, then he should make them into wheat which is ready to be ground. Right, and then give them to a Kohen. Anavi receives grapes, he should make them into wine. Olives, he should bring them in to make them into oil, should take the oil out of them, and then that's what he should give to the Kohen. Shekashem Shetrum Gdola Eina Niteles Elo Mina Goren Mina Yekab Kachrumas Meiser Eina Niteles Ena Mina Goren U Mina Yekab. Because just like Trum Gdola, the original Truma, which you're meant to give to the Kohen, should not be taken unless it's ready-made grapes, or ready-made wheat, or ready-made wine, or ready-made oil, ready a finished product, so too, right, Trumas Meiser should not be taken except from a finished product. Shkosh, gentlemen, we'll continue, please, God, tomorrow.